Zobrist has publicly predicted that the human race will not survive another century unless we have some kind of mass extinction event. Sienna sighed heavily and locked eyes with Langdon. In fact, Zobrist was once quoted as saying that the best thing that ever happened to Europe was the Black Death. Langdon stared at her in shock. The hair on his neck bristled as, once again, the image of the plague mask flashed through his mind. He had been trying all morning to resist the notion that his current dilemma related to a deadly plague, but that notion was getting more and more difficult to refute. For Bertrand Zobrist to describe the Black Death as the best thing ever to happen to Europe was certainly appalling. And yet Langdon knew that many historians had chronicled the long-term socio-economic benefits of the mass extinction that had occurred in Europe in the 1300s. Prior to the plague, overpopulation, famine, and economic hardship had defined the Dark Ages. The sudden arrival of the Black Death, while horrific, had effectively thinned the human herd, creating an abundance of food and opportunity, which, according to many historians, had been a primary catalyst for bringing about the Renaissance. As Langdon pictured the biohazard symbol on the tube that had contained the modified map of Dante's Inferno, a chilling thought struck him. The eerie little projector had been created by someone, and Bertrand Zobrist, a biochemist and Dante fanatic, now seemed to be a logical candidate. The father of genetic germline manipulation. Langdon sensed pieces of the puzzle now falling into place. Regrettably, the picture coming into focus felt increasingly frightening.
Fast forward through this part,
Marta ordered the guard, sounding eager to get past the real-time playback of Langdon and Ignazio Busoni studying the mask so she could find out who had broken into the museum and stolen it. The guard hit the fast-forward button, and the timestamp accelerated. 3 minutes. 6 minutes. 8 minutes. On screen, Marta could be seen standing behind the men, shifting her weight with increasing frequency and repeatedly checking her watch. I'm sorry we talked so long, Langdon said. You look uncomfortable.
My own fault, Marta replied. You both insisted that I should go home and the guards could let you out, but I felt that would be rude.
Suddenly, on screen, Marta disappeared. The guard slowed the video to normal speed.
It's okay, Marta said. I remember going to the restroom.
The guard nodded and reached again for the fast-forward button. But before he pressed it, Marta grabbed his arm.
Aspetti.
She cocked her head and stared at the monitor in confusion. Langdon had seen it too. What in the world? On screen, Langdon had just reached into the pocket of his tweed coat and produced a pair of surgical gloves, which he was now pulling onto his hands. Simultaneously, Il Duomino positioned himself behind Langdon, peering down the hallway where Marta had moments earlier trudged off to use the restroom. After a moment, the obese man nodded to Langdon in a way that seemed to mean that the coast was clear.
What the hell are we doing?
Langdon watched himself on the video as his gloved hand reached out and found the edge of the cabinet door, and then, ever so gently, pulled back until the antique hinge shifted and the door swung slowly open, exposing the Dante death mask. Marta Alvarez let out a horrified gasp and brought her hands to her face.